Anybody else? See the 21st.
Well, and a question before. Are there any questions that maybe that we haven't addressed, or we've tried to be proactive in our thinking and do things? Because like we said, in performance zoning, from a Jewish church to the parking around us, we think it's an asset for Bee Creek, in our opinion. So.
Everybody. I'm good.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, old and new business. 2581 Jones Road, nightly rental, William Nichols.
This is the original 1601 permit number case. I'll kind of go through it to refresh you. Hit the slideshow here. What we were doing is kind of going through, looking when I got the position to see what we had, and we found this permit where the decision of record had never been recorded. They have 120 days to record those, or they go away. So I'm just bringing it before the Planning Commission to either decide whether they feel like they need to hear it again, or if we want to change the date of the decision to record to reflect tonight, and then he can record it. And he'll argue his case.
I personally don't remember what.
Well, Jones Road.
What one it was?
It's way down here, right on the line. You take 86 out to Jones.
Does anybody here remember this?
Well, I think I do.
You go on down Jones Road, and it's way down at the end. It's on the left-hand side there, just before you got out of the county.
I remember it now.
Way down there.
After looking at it.
And here it is, kind of in the corner.
I don't believe was in opposition, were they?
Here's some pictures of it that are reminded.
I don't think we had any opposition.
No, I looked, and I let you know that I looked through the minutes, and I did not. Yeah. The applicant's going.
May I ask why you did
When did we do this? John?
It was March. Early in 2016.
March, they said on that.
Yeah. That's my question. Why didn't you pursue it at that time?
Two reasons. The first is, we've never done it before, and when we got message that it had been approved, I thought that was the end of it. So
you didn't realize we,
it I'm from Iowa,
so
well, I don't know the rules.
So who's going to take care of it here locally? Are you going to do that now?
Sunset Nightly Rentals is who we work with. Dustin Hall is who would be managing the property. So that was part of it. Secondly, when I was made aware then that we needed to change it, was that we needed to do more. We've got the first bid back, and it's $20,000 to put the sprinkler system in the property. And so that one of the reasons I'm here tonight is to, before I spend that kind of money, I want to make sure that everything else, the questions or anything else that you might have of interest. The main reason we're doing this is so I have three adult children, and we plan to leave it to them. And the main I want to get a permit so that somewhere down the line it might be somewhat self-sustaining, and so they're not bickering over who didn't pay the light bill. And so that's the main reason that I would like to get a permit, and one never knows if those will be down the road, so I wanted to get it taken care of. So that's kind of why I'm here. Answer any questions you have, or
but you are planning on putting a sprinkler system in.
If we would go forward with that, we know that we have to do that now.
In other words, what I was thinking of, if we did go back and say, this is only my thoughts, I'm not suggesting anything one way or the other, but put a stipulation in there that the sprinkler system be in place.
Absolutely. I mean, to
before
pass the,
and. You know,
the fire department.
It's in your decision of record.
Right. And ignorance is never a good excuse. I understand, but in the thing, it didn't say the spark. It just said all codes of the county, and that wasn't necessarily spelled out. So I wasn't aware that was part of it. So.
What do you mean?
Was that stipulation in place?
Right here is your decision of record. I can read through it if you want to look it over.
I didn't read this.
Here it is right here.
Yeah. This was for permit 16-1, course of compliance with the development guidance code, and two was compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department. This before the CFC could be issued. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license before the CFC. This one we also added in the event that an on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure. The property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated via the nightly rental. Five is no outside storage of equipment, solid waste. Six, the decision record existing easements. And then this residence shall, at 2581 Jones Road, shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night, which that total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District.
Go ahead.
Yep, 2581 Jones Road is approved as special use, therefore it's not transferable or not to be established as commercial compatibility for with any future land use change applications. And then that this new decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Deeds Office within 100 days or the approval shall expire. And what that means is you just have 120 days to record this letter. The timelines of the Western Taney Fire, the sales tax license number, that's on your own schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you cannot rent it until all those things are done.
Yeah, but okay. We could add that to the stipulation or other wording.
That's initially what you were talking about.
That's initially what I was talking about.
We've added some verbiage to those that stipulate that you won't be allowed to rent it until you've complied with this.
Okay. Could you back up to 7, please, sir? I'm sorry, maybe it was number 8. With regards to not passing on or...
All special use, I'll read it. The 2581 Jones Road vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval.
How does that affect heirs? That was my question.
They would have to come in and get a permit after you're passed if you leave it to one or all. Or
okay.
They would have to apply as well. It's good for only you. Or you and your wife, I assume.
Even if it's in a trust?
I was going to say, if they receive the trust, you'd have to talk to a lawyer about that.
No.
I think it would transfer.
I think if it's in a trust, that's an automatic transfer. It's automatic transfer.
Yeah.
I'll check on that.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it would go.
I'm with you on that, I think so.
It would work in a trust, but I'm not like that.
How can we handle this without going back through with all the mailings and everything without... Can we just change the date and get by with that?
That's what you guys are talking and discussing.
Well, I mean, though, but how can we do that and stay out of trouble everywhere? I mean, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that I think this was an honest oversight on our... gentleman here, and I would say that we issue him a new permit with 120 day. Well, you're going to do it probably immediately as soon as you get the permit.
The one thing I do request is that just to make sure again, whoever did inspect the septic before and all those kind of things, if we could redo that to make sure that. I really don't want to spend $20,000 for nothing. I guess is my point. So
that
I
was shocked.
No, I was at that time. I had that position.
Okay.
And I went out, which I usually do on all of these, or did, and just double making sure that it's not surfacing.
Yep,
or
I appreciate
that. Or
just
a caved-in metal tank.
Right.
And then we just let the applicant, we do this with homes, like they buy a lot with the mobile home, and they pull it off and build. It's no issue now, because you really can't check your lateral lines. But just to let you know that if it ever fails, you could... be required. You may just have to add a few feet of lateral line. You may have to fix a broken elbow. But just letting you know as a courtesy that if it ever fails, you may. And then you would have to have capacity for the 12 people.
Are there any other stipulations that I should have been aware of and wasn't, other than the sprinkler system that, you know, when you, it's kind of a broad term, all Taney County. So I just want to make sure that
let's just kind of look through these, and if you have any questions on them. Yeah. Compliant number 2 is We don't say you have to have sprinklers. You just have to be in compliance with Western Taney County or the appropriate fire district. So whatever their requirements are, and he'll send us a final inspection report saying that you've passed. So that's between you and them. You just have to meet their requirements.
Okay.
And if you've talked to him and it's sprinklers, then that's what it is.
I haven't actually talked to him. I'm hearing this secondhand, and so that, there again, I just want to make sure that I'm...
Well, I would talk to him myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Call him and see what his stipulation will be. All nightly rentals in Missouri are required to collect sales tax, so that's the Missouri...
And Sunset does that. That's part of the reason we use
a Department of Revenue tax number, and we just need it on file.
Right.
And then, course four is just letting you know that if it ever fails, right, or, you know, you're going to have to look at it, either repair it or replace it. And that's kind of a courtesy. That the only part of that is that you'll actually have to build it bigger because it'll have to meet the total capacity of the new 12 people. So your daily flow is going to be bigger than it is now, what that system's probably built for.
Okay.
Of course, the no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. That's just if you're storing trash and different things outside. This one's always added just in case there's some existing easements that we don't know about because those get hidden. So this is still subject to any existing easement. And seven is, then I guess it must have been a five-bedroom because we've stipulated that it can't sleep more than 12 people per night or advertise more than 12 people per night.
That's correct.
Yeah. And again, the Western Taney Fire Protection District, when they inspect and look, his requirements may be more stringent, which then his would, he has the ability to reduce that if he has to. And then we've read the non-transferable part of the,
right,
and then that this decision of record would need to be filed with the quarter of deeds within 120 days. And then we have the one more stipulation that states that...
That's why you're here now.
All these...
Number nine.
Yeah. All these decision of record items must be completed and are CFC issued, which we only do when you're finished this before you start renting.
Okay.
Okay, so just so I'd be clear, everything would need to be completed by 120 days?
No.
Or I just need to get that letter back to you that my intent is to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it all must be done before you can start renting.
Okay. Understand.
Now, William, if you ain't got any more questions, and nobody here, Doug has made a motion.
I have a statement just over his benefit real quick. On number two, where it says all other entities which have requirements governing the development of this nature, you might want to check, I believe, the state health department or state health codes, it's five or more bedrooms, they get involved with it. So you may follow through with that as well. You can call the local Taney County Health Department and talk to them about it.
Randy, I have. They explained to me in great detail that he would have to rent five or more bedrooms to five individual renters. Randy would have to rent one. Howard would have to rent one.
Okay.
Randy would have to rent. He said that turns into a lodging... And he said that that's just how they explained it to me. But yeah, you can still
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to second that motion that's on the table.
Wait a minute.
Well, before we do this motion, how can we do this? Well, I understand. But if we vote on this, how are we going to make sure that it's the proper way to handle it? I mean, I don't care that we go ahead and make it today's date, but is that the way to handle it without going any further and there's no mailings out at this time? There's, I mean, are we legal to do that and it stand up?
Yes. We're just legal. Approving the same approval.
We have that ability.
That's our discretion as a committee.
Okay.
What we're doing, we're going to issue him a new decision of record.
Okay.
And he has 120 days from the date it's issued to record it.
And Doug, within your motion, does that include to add the stipulation of not renting until he had finished the CFC?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty well defined in your requirements, isn't it?
Well, not in this, but we've recently added that.
Yeah.
Before, when we did this, it wasn't. Right. And we have added that since then, so just making him aware that now that you have to do this before you rent.
No, I think that will be sufficient if we add that must be completed before any renting.
Well, that's the way they all are now.